8 of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and declutter your life. And hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek.
So what are we talking about today?
So today I want to talk about decluttering guilt.
So this is like the guilt that prevents you from decluttering?
Exactly. So a lot of people have that they have things in their house and for various reasons they feel guilty about letting it go. And you shouldn't feel burdened with your stuff. And we always talk about that, you know, and it's a mantra that goes around in the organizing world that you should only keep the things that you love and that you want to keep, or as Marie Kondo says, brings you joy. Of course, certain things don't bring you joy, like cutlery, but you need it. But there are certain things that you've kept in the house and you feel guilty about letting go. And so we're going to discuss that today and how to declutter that out of your life.
So you do a lot of decluttering with people, right? So do you find that like a lot of times the guilt is it always something sentimental? Because I know I've seen that with like myself. Granted, I've thrown them all out now. But I've like kept the dumbest things like cables, feeling guilty about like throwing them away in case at some point I needed to connect this device that I never used in years, for example, right? But there's no real sentiment behind that, but it's just a feeling that prevents you from throwing the stuff out.
Yeah, with those kind of items, it's the I might need it one day situation. And if you haven't needed it for one day, 4 months, you're not going to need it one day in 3 years' time. And if you do, then you can just go to a shop. And wires is a big thing. I declutter a lot of wires, and I know all the wires now. Like, I am an expert at wires. I can see a telephone cable straight away, and I'm like, well, why do you have this telephone cable? Do you even have a landline now? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, why do you have, like, 12 of them? You know, we needed loads of them in the old days, but now you don't. Also, TV cables. So the old ones, not the HDMI, the ones with
the yellow, red, and white ones, yeah. RCA cables.
You have all these TV cables. You don't need those TV cables because your TV is already set up with an HDMI cable, which is better anyway. And so people are like, but you never know. And it's like, no, you won't need it. And they're literally 10 dirhams to buy now. They're so cheap. So if you ever did need those ones, which I doubt you will, you know, you can easily buy it. But the guilt that comes with throwing those wires out is the waste. It feels like a waste.
Yeah, it's working. It's usable.
Yeah, somebody could use it, but like most probably not. Like even if you give it, say, to your maid or to somebody else, it'll still be clutter for them as well. So first, yeah, let's talk about the waste aspect of it, the guilt. So people feel very guilty about throwing things away because it seems like such a waste and they can't throw it away because of that reason. So, you know, with a lot of the things that I do when I declutter is to donate to charity. So at least it's going to a good cause, it's going to other people. There is certain charity, like there's a women and children's charity, and I donate good stuff to them, so they give it to the children who are, a lot of them are orphans, or they give it to women who have been gone through hard times, and they, you know, it brings them happiness, and the charity knows the stuff is from me, so they know that, you know, I picked the good stuff to give to them. Other ways is to give the things to friends who might need it, if they need it. Don't burden them with your clutter. Ask them, or if they've talked about it before and you find it and you go, oh, actually, let me give that iPhone cable to them because their iPhone cables were broken or something. Another way to prevent, you know, to feel less guilty about the waste stuff is to sell it. So sell it on one of the Facebook groups, on websites, you know, if it's a designer item, sell it on one of these luxury designer websites, or you can go to flea markets and sell the stuff there. So you make a bit of money out of it and it goes to somebody else and it doesn't feel like such a waste. So that's a good way. And then another ways is like, you know, to give it for recycling. And for certain items, you know, your electrical items, there's a company here that will take the items and dismantle it, take all the parts, even in the wires, the, you know, the metallic bits, they'll recycle it. So you can, you know, give it to them. And a thing to bear in mind always is that your trash is another person's treasure, but let them decide if it's a treasure. Don't burden somebody else because then you add the guilt on them, which comes up to it was a present. You know, that is a big decluttering guilt issue. So people given presents, and we've talked about this on my birthday podcast, that you're given a present and you don't want it, you don't like it, you don't understand why you were given it, and you keep it because it was a present, and you think that person gave it to you with thought and care. But actually, no, if you feel bad about it and you don't like it, then it's defeating the purpose. Give it to somebody else who might want it. People give presents expecting you to be grateful and keep it. You know, you hear about mother-in-laws buying presents and then the daughter-in-laws are like, I have to keep it because it's from my mother-in-law. She'll be really upset if she doesn't see it. It shouldn't be like that. You shouldn't burden some people with keeping things if they don't want it in their house, if it's not their taste, if they don't like it. If you can re-gift it, do that. If you can donate it or sell it, do that. Don't keep something in your house which makes you feel unhappy. And I mean, it is hard to get over that feeling, but you need to do it because you need to feel happy in your house, right? And also get, if you're going to buy a gift, get a gift receipt. Gift receipts are the best thing in the world. You don't feel bad and they don't feel guilty and they can go give it back and get money and buy something else instead. Another decluttering guilt is you don't want to waste your money. So people, as you know, they have the item, they're like, but I bought this and it was expensive. I feel like I'm wasting my money decluttering it out of my life. But there's two things to think about. One is, yes, you'll declutter this item, but you'll change your mindset now because you would have decluttered items that were of value and you know in future not to go out and shop and buy things because you might have that same issue again, you know. So it's good. It changes your mindset for the future. You know, when you go shopping, you'll think once, you'll think twice, you'll think even three times before you buy that item because you know you have wasted money before buying an item.
So I think people look at it very one-dimensionally to say, like, I spend this much money there for whatever. But there is a cost to keeping it in your house, right? Like, there's a cost to taking shelf space in your closet or just, I don't know, if it's a furniture piece sitting in a room somewhere or whatever. Like, there's a cost to that. For example, if your closet is full because of all these clothes you've bought that you don't wear, it means you can't go out and buy something else to put in there because you don't have space. So there is an added cost to it too. You can't just look at it as, oh, I spent $100 on something and I don't want to throw it away.
Yeah, and it's a psychological cost of having this stuff. And, you know, you wake up and it takes you ages to find the right item of clothing because you can't find what you have, or you forget that you have an item because you can't see it. There's that whole psychological issue. What I say to people is, if you can, try the item of clothes on, because with a lot of stores, especially here, you can't get a refund.
Yeah, you get store credit. So you have to buy something else with the same amount. You don't actually get the money back, which is really horrible. I hate that policy.
It's terrible here. So you're stuck with that. So, and I've seen people complain. Even now, they're just, especially new expats come and they're shocked that this happens. There's a whole group of shops here that only do store credit. And it's different for the same shop in other countries, you know, in the UK especially. Well, this means now you have to think before you go shopping. You know, try the item of clothes on if you have a few minutes. And if you don't have a few minutes, don't buy that item. Think about it and then come back again another day.
And check the store's policy. So if the store actually says we only give you store credit, then definitely try it on. Don't make hasty purchases unless the store is willing to give you a proper refund.
Yeah, because you're going to lose money. Because nobody uses store credit. How often do you then have the store credit and then go use it?
I mean, I think the secondary problem to that is also, even if you're someone that's very particular and you make sure you do it, the problem is that you're still stuck with the item or an item, yeah. Right? So the money's gone. Which means if you spend $100 and you have to give up that money because you're not getting it back. But then B is you have to actually go and invest it in something else within the store whose clothes you didn't like to begin with.
Exactly.
Or it didn't fit you.
It's
like the cycle, right?
Yeah. So think a lot before you buy any item. And it's a mindset and it's building the habit and that will happen. And once that's there, it will make you feel less guilty when you are decluttering, because you'll be decluttering less because you won't have all this stuff. Another one, a decluttering guilt, is it has many memories for you. So you have something that's of sentimental value, which you talked about at the beginning. You know, if it's shoes, letters, an outfit, you know, people keep their wedding dresses. And yes, it has sentimental value because it was your wedding dress. But some people buy those big meringues and you never can wear it again, can you? And you'll never be able to fit into it, even if you did want to wear it again. Like, say, if you want to wear it for an anniversary 20 years later, you most probably won't be able to fit into it. So, you know, you're keeping it and it's taking up real estate in your wardrobe. but you could be using it for something better. So, I mean, there's now ways to rent out your dresses so that you get money for it and somebody else can wear your wedding dress for their wedding, you know, or rent it out. Or there's charities in, say, in the UK and America that changes the wedding dresses into christening dresses for stillborn babies. So that they, you know, they have a proper burial and stuff. So that's really adorable and it's a great way to use the dresses. So there's various ways to use the dresses and to use items that are sentimental. With other sentimental items like letters, on small items, have a memory box. And if you can, put it into, you know, like a memory frame box. You can get them in IKEA, which is quite cool. And then you can look at it every so often, you know, and remind yourself about it. That's lovely. But if you're just burdening yourself with loads and loads of stuff, that's not good for you as well. But have a look every year. So I have a memory box. Any cards or letters from people I couldn't remember who they were, I got rid of them. I was like, what is the point of keeping this when I can't even remember who this person is? So that's a thing to, you know, you have to review it every few years. So a lot of people feel guilty when decluttering, but start small and start in a small areas. And if you feel bad about that item, really think about why are you keeping that item? Why are you feeling bad about that item? Because you shouldn't ever feel bad about anything that's in your house. So that's a good way to change, you know, that's a way to start changing your mentality. That's my tips for today on that.
So, as always, you can find the show wherever you like to listen to podcasts. You can get a hold of Shalina if you want to have a chat with her and talk to her more about things that have sentimental value to you. Maybe you can't decide or you're having trouble actually understanding whether or not this is something you want to get rid of. Maybe a chat with Shalina might help you do that better. So do that. Reach out on social media and also on the website, declutterme.com/contact. And we'll see you next week. Bye.